بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. First of all, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Guten Abend, you say what? Like this? Von Harte willkommen. Yeah, I have to learn it a bit. Pronunciation is okay like this? I mean the Dutch pronunciation, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Maybe in 20 years, inshallah, I know it better. And I'm very happy to be with you here today. And I wanted to tell you that we Muslims and non-Muslims alike, we are all on a train. And this train is called life. And every single one of us, on one day or another, he has to leave this train. There will come his final destination. Like if you are now in a train, one day there will come your destination. You have to leave the train. You will see, for example, Amsterdam. And so we will see death, cancer, heart attack, car accident, murdered, whatever. But every human being will die. But now, alhamdulillah, we are still in train. So we have to look where we go with this train. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about this fact, that every single human being will die. In the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, that's the third chapter of the Quran, in verse 185, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. That means, every soul will taste death. And in Surah Ar-Rahman, that's the 55th chapter, in verse 26, he says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانٍ. That means everyone on earth will perish. And then he says, in Surah 56, that's Surah Al-Waqiyah, verse 60, he says, إِنَّ كَدَرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. That means, rarely, we decreed death for you. And then, you know, this is maybe the most influencing verse in Surah Al-Jum'ah, that's the 62nd chapter. In verse 8 he says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَقِيكُمْ. That means, say, indeed, the death you from which you are fleeing, he will meet you. Now we ask, is there any human being on earth who believes that he will not die? I mean, is somebody here? No, I mean, I never met anybody who told me, no, I don't believe I will, I believe I don't, I will never die. I mean, every human being knows that he will die. So why is Allah mentioning this? Why is He telling us that you will die? You know, we know that we will die, but most of us are not behaving as if they will die one day. But they are living as if they are fleeing from death. Like this verse that we just mentioned in the 67th chapter of the Quran, verse 8, إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُونَ مِنْهُ. The death from which you are fleeing. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَقِيكُمْ. So he, this death, he will surely meet you. And what will happen afterwards? ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. And then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the witnessed. And what then? فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And he will inform you of what you used to do. So we, when Allah reveals something, it's because it's important for us. There is nothing in Quran what is not important for us. Because Allah says in Surah Al-Taha, that's the 20th chapter, verse 2, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. We did not reveal the Quran to you that you be distressed, that you be unhappy. So we know everything what Allah tells us is important for us. We need it. And Why? Because we have always to remember that we will one day die. And now we go back one more time to this train. I told you, imagine now we are here in Vermont and you want to go to Amsterdam. How many hours is this with the train? 2 hours? Or 2 hours? 3 hours? Four? Who says more? Who says more? More? One, two, three. Okay. 2 hours. Okay. So we say 2 hours. Imagine now, at the same time tonight, or in the morning, two trains go at the same time to Amsterdam. And they both are supposed to arrive in the same time. Now you have a good friend, and you know that he's very honest, he never lies, and that he is very intelligent, and that he loves you. And that he loves the best for you. And he tells you, look, my friend, the first train, train A, it's a bad train. It looks very good. This train looks very good. But when you're in this train, there is a smoke, a poison smoke. And then when you arrive in Amsterdam, you will be very ill for the rest of your life. And the other train, train B, it looks not so good, but you will meet very nice people and you will arrive and be healthy afterwards. What will you do? Will you say, no, you know what? This 2 hours of my life, I want to enjoy it and this train looks good, so I take this train and I risk the rest of my life? No. He would say, no, this is not worthy. This journey is only 2 hours. I don't want to have problems for the rest of my life only because of these 2 hours. So I take the train B. And this is my friend. I know him. He's intelligent. I know him. He loves me. I know him. He never lies. I believe him. So I take which train? Train B. Now, brothers and sisters, we have somebody, he loves us much more than your mother loves you. And he's much more concerned about you than your mother. And he is the Al-Amin, the trustworthy. And Allah says about him in Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th chapter, verse 128, لَكَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَأَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That means, there has come a messenger to you from amongst yourself. And then, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَأَنِتُمْ. That means, it's hard for him when you suffer. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. And he's concerned about you. He wants the best for you. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ رَحِيمٌ. And with the believers, kind and merciful. And he never lied. He was known as one who never lied. Even his enemies who fought against him, they knew that he never lied. And you know, he told us that there are two trains. And one train is the train of kufr, unbelief, and the train of fisk and transgression. And the other train is the train of belief, of iman, of good deeds. And this train, the first train, it's a train, it looks very good, but it leads to hellfire. And the second train, it's a train, it doesn't look good. It's like the Prophet said, حُجِبَتْ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِ وَحُجِبَتْ النَّارُ بِشَهَوَاتِ. That means, the paradise is surrounded by things that seem to us like disliked. Like, you know, have to pray in the morning, stand up, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It's normally, you know, when you're very, very tired, you know, it's maybe something you dislike. You know, you would like to sleep until 3 o'clock. I don't know. You know? And there is another train, you know, but it's good for you. It maybe doesn't look good, this train, but where does this train, where is the destination? Paradise. And the other train, it looks good, you know, and B music, you know, today you will hear it, inshallah, yeah? Yeah, everybody's dancing, you know, on the stage, and, you know, nice looking, and so on. And you think, yeah, you think, oh, it's a good train. You know, but then you look at the train, you know what's going on there? Oh, fornication, you know, problems, drug addicted, and so on. And look, all the people who chose this train. Look, maybe for example, 20 years ago, I mean, I'm now 32, maybe for some people 20 years it's too much. But you know, 20 years ago, if you would ask anybody, maybe for example, a girl, who is your role model? Who do you like? Maybe she would say, yeah, Whitney Houston, always. And so, Whitney Houston. You know, now 20 years later, what we see with Whitney Houston? Drug addicted, heroin. And you see it everywhere, these problems. The big cars, suicide. Look, in Germany, all 48 minutes of suicide. Yeah, maybe it's understandable in Germany. Look, but I'm joking. Yo. But, you know, it's like this. So you see, this way will not make you happy. But the next thing is, there is maybe something, it doesn't look good. And this is what Allah says in the Quran. أَعَسَ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Maybe you hate something, but it's good for you. And you know, Islam, when you really practice Islam, you will also enjoy this train, the ride of 2 hours, even if this train does not look so good on the first view. Why? Because to be happy is not something you can count with your car or whatever. It's something in your heart. And this is what Allah says in Surah Al-Nahl, that's the 16th chapter, verse 97. Allah says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَىٰ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whoever does good, be male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life. And I give you one example, because Islam is realistic. Even, you know, we are even in a good mood when we are in a bad mood. It's good, right? I'm even in a good mood when I'm in a bad mood. You know, and this is for the believers. I know people, one guy, one friend of mine, he was 27 years old, a Muslim. You know, when he had cancer, he was later on like this, thin like this. But when you ask him, how are you? And he's so ill, he says, what? Alhamdulillah. Another, I met a Moroccan Muslim, he's maybe 30 years old. He's in a hospital in Germany. He cannot move his legs and he cannot move his arms. He's maybe 30 years old. He has like a pen in his mouth where he can call the doctor. You know, when I enter his room and he has a face, you know, his nur, the light is coming out and he's smiling and I ask him, how are you? And what is he saying? What does he say? Alhamdulillah, everything all right. This is what the Prophet says. أَجَّبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرَ كُلُّ خَيَرٌ. Wonderful are the affairs of the believer because everything what happens to him is good. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. إِنْ أَصَابَتُ السَّرَاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتُ الضَّرَاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. That means, you know, if something happens to him, he thanks Allah, what is good, he thanks Allah and this is good for him. And if something happens to him, what is hard, like an illness or something like this, he thanks Allah and this is good for him. You know? So, now I go back to something else. Because why I'm telling this story? Because a lot of Muslims are not practicing Islam because they want these 2 hours, they want to enjoy these 2 hours of the train while they're using or while they are entering the wrong train. Even these 2 hours you will enjoy when you practice Islam. You know what I mean? Because we have now to know, look, these 2 hours, when you go now 2 hours to Amsterdam, you know what I mean? Thus, what are these 2 hours in relation to your whole life? Nothing. Maybe 1 week afterwards or 1 year afterwards, if somebody asked you, or 10 years asked you, do you remember 10 years ago when you went with the train from Vermont to Amsterdam? He would say, I don't know. You know? Look! Hey, why are you laughing? You're from Germany. Careful, my friend. No. Look, it is nothing in relation to your life. But you know what? These 2 hours of your life in this train have more effect on your whole life or are more in relation to your whole life than your life is in relation to your life in the hereafter. You know why? Because the hereafter is for eternity. Not for 1 year, not for 100 years, not for 1 million years, not for 1 billion years, for eternity. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, he gave him an example that somebody who stands in front of the ocean and he puts, you know, it's an example of dunya and akhirah, the life, the earthly life, and the life hereafter. He says it's like if somebody stands on the ocean, at the ocean, and he puts his fingertip into the ocean, the water he has on his fingertip is this earthly life, and the rest is the hereafter. Now imagine you go to the North Sea, or to Texas or something like this, you know, and you try with a cup to empty the North Sea. After 1 million years, we come back and we look where you arrive. Nowhere. So try with a finger. It's nothing. So why I'm mentioning this? Because we talk about the importance of remembering death. If we know that we all die, and if we know that this is only a short period of life, then it will help us to do more good deeds. Because we know my good deed will help me in the hereafter for my real life. Because this is only a journey, actually. This is nothing but playing. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لُعْبٌ. Yeah? It's only play. So, then it will help you to abstain from bad deeds. I give you a very realistic example. You know, especially in the West, you know, a lot of people have problems with fornication. For example, he sees a nice woman and so on, you know. And he can commit a sin with her. If he thinks about the result of this sin, and he thinks that this short pleasure will maybe be the cause for him to enter hellfire, he will say, no. I stay away from this. I stay away. I don't need this. That's the second thing. The third thing is, if you really think about the shortness of this life, you will make tawbah, repentance, early. Because you know that you can die in every second. I ask you here, who is sure that he will live tomorrow? Who is sure that he will live after 2 hours? Believe me, nobody here in this room and in this country and in this world can be sure that he lives after 2 hours. I give you a tip. It's a very good for your imam. You know YouTube, right? Of course. No. Go to YouTube and enter deadly accidents. Deadly accidents. Then you see people going over the street and suddenly a car comes, bam, and kills them. So where is your guarantee that you will not go out of here and you go over the street and something like this happens? I give you another example. A friend of mine, he was 24 years old. A sportsman. He was always playing football. And alhamdulillah, he was a good Muslim. His name was Fatih, rahimullah. And one day he came from football and he said to his mother, "Mama, you know, I have some pain in my chest. I just want to relax a bit." And he opened, you know, not the music, Kulthum or something like this, you know. Or Sheb Khalid or what's his name? This from Morocco, yeah. Or something like this. No. He opened Quran. And then he lied down. Only 6 minutes left? I'm too long. Okay. He opened it and then he died. He died. He died in this situation. You know? And alhamdulillah, he died with Quran. But what do I want to say? I want to say, you have absolutely no guarantee that you live tomorrow. So make tawbah today. And maybe a lot of Muslims who are not practicing. Or even if you, because, you know, actually, I'm a bit sad, you know. You know, actually, every one of you, you know, you are a part of this da'wah. We are not making this event only for you. But it's opportunity for you. If you take, for example, your friends or some non-Muslims who are working with you, and you tell them, you know, there is this rapper Loon and so on, yeah, and some crazy guy from Germany, he was boxing and so on, you know, and they're speaking about Islam. It's an opportunity for you to call the people to Islam. Because we believe that those who die without Islam will go to hell afterwards. So we love the best for the people. So this is an opportunity for you. And I tell you, a lot of non-Muslims, and even if you speak with them, they say to you, "Yes, I know you're right. Yeah, yeah, I have to pray. Yeah, you're right. I smoke hashish. It's not good. Yeah, yeah. Girlfriends also not good. And robbing and so on. It's all not good." He will say, "Yes, you're right." But he says, "Yeah, it's hard for me." It's hard? What's hard? You know, I mean, it's hard not to do like this. Yeah? But you know what is hard? His heart is a problem. So you have to give him the key, and I give you the key. The key is the Prophet says that Allah says, "Kullukum dalun illa man hadaytu fastahduni ahdikum." That means, "Oh my worshippers, my slaves, all of you are going astray. So ask me for guidance and I will guide you." Ask Allah for guidance. If you go out of here, say to Allah, "Oh Allah, give me the power to pray. Give me the power to wear hijab. Give me the power to act according to this religion. Give me the power." And believe me, you saw so many people who did this, and alhamdulillah, they are now practicing Islam. Do this. This day has to be your beginning. And if you have a sister, if you have a brother, if you have a mother who is not practicing Islam, tell them the same what I tell you. Tell them, make dua to Allah. And even for the non-Muslims. Actually, how many minutes? 3? It's always a problem, you know. I always talk about Ramon and so on. Alhamdulillah. No. But what I wanted to tell you, you know, we as Muslims, at the end, because I think you got the point how important it is to realize that we are only here for a short period. So every non-Muslim who is here and who is not convinced that Islam is the truth, I give him an advice. Read about Islam. Read the Quran. Ask your Muslim friends. And if you believe that there's only one creator and that this creator It's not the man and not the woman, and not the father and not the son. And that He is absolutely over our comprehension. That He does not need space and time. And if you believe that this God is the only one who has the right to be worshipped, then that means in Arabic, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is only one God, or that there is nothing and nobody the right to be worshipped but Allah. And if you believe that the Quran is the true word of God, and that the Prophet Muhammad came with this, and that the Prophet Muhammad is the last and final messenger of God Almighty, then there is nothing between you and accepting Islam right now. Because if you accept Islam, Allah will forgive all your sins. The black one, the white one, the big, the short, or whatever. You know? And when you were before a Christian, He will give you the double reward for everything. So if somebody is here who wants to change his life right now, and he wants to accept Islam, you know, he has just to give us a sign. Is somebody here? Nobody? Okay, close the doors and we compulse some people to accept the religion now. Okay. Yeah, you know, you have to come with all your non-Muslim friends, you know. Maybe some people are ashamed, you know. It's also often like this, you know. Then I say, give me a sign, do like this. Or like this. Is somebody here? No? No, I'm sad. No. So sad. Alhamdulillah. Next time, inshallah, 20. Alhamdulillah. Okay, my friends. I hope I was able to motivate you a bit for the rest. And please, next time, bring all the non-Muslims you know with you to such an event. And distribute among them booklets and so on. That's very important. Because, inshallah, we want to spread Islam. Yeah, we began with Germany. You know, excuse me, I quit now. You know, what's good here in Holland, it's quite quiet, right? The opposite of loud. In Germany, for example, every time we make a lecture anywhere, you know, we have a demonstration in front of them, you know, right-wing people, left-wing, human rights wing, and they're talking, oh, terrorists, and so on. But alhamdulillah, here seems to be very nice. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khairan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك